Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fair Morning Show pre-show on a Friday. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. It's Crowley. It's Dickerson. It's intern Dom DiTommaso behind the glass. A week from today, 4th of July.
Yes.
Right in the thick of summer, baby.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a chilly 85 today. Nice.
Yeah.
How we doing?
Doing great. Doing great. Week went quick.
They be flying.
It does.
Fridays
it does.
Come around quick, man. They really do.
It does. It does. Especially during football season, it goes even faster because we're kind of just in a routine. Dom, how you doing? Are you sad that this is your last day with us?
I am. I used the analogy to Crowley earlier that it feels like the end of the semester and all your classes are ending and you got to say goodbye to your classmates. It's very sad.
Different show, huh? Different show compared to the other ones you worked on?
Much different. Like, I know I'm doing the afternoon show again on Monday. Completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different.
Different vibe, different tone, different people.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Different messaging.
Right.
Domination Nation.
Probably
nation,
gives you a good, nation. Like, you know, repertoire, though.
Have you done Starkey a lot?
I do Starkey normally when he's not doing his show.
Yeah, okay.
Like, if you guys are out and he's in, I'll do him. Phrasing, but yeah, every now and then I get to produce for Starkey. He's blah.
I feel like we're the only show that hasn't tried to turn you or portray you as some sort of villain.
That's why I love you guys.
How about that? Can I bring something really weird up to begin today's proceedings?
Yes.
Archaeologists discovered the largest fossilized poo that they've ever found. From a human being.
A poo can be fossilized? I thought fossils were bones.
Fossils can be anything.
Okay.
Fossils even can be the leftover remnants. Like, a fossil could even be, like, an old leaf that laid in some clay.
Gotcha.
And then, you know.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very broad.
Okay.
Very broad.
Gotcha.
I actually, before I wanted to be a meteorologist, I wanted to be a paleontologist.
Mm.
Or an archaeologist.
Oh.
Because I thought if you're like an archaeologist, you could be like Indiana Jones.
Yes, yes.
But that seems like a lot of unnecessary stress for a guy that is looking for artifacts and things of that nature.
Like Indiana Jones stress? Like, I mean, what was he trying to do? I don't know what he was ever
trying
to do.
Killing Nazis and stuff.
What was he trying to accomplish the whole time? Like, he was a professor. Like, just be a professor. Why are you going on these excursions?
Right.
Like, what are you trying to do?
Like, Ross Geller from Friends was a paleontologist, and he just got stressed out about normal paleontologist
right.
things. Like, man, I haven't found a bone in a long time.
Indiana Jones was like watching people get their hearts ripped out, like in the Temple of Doom.
Yeah,
like,
that's not why you got your PhD.
How did you get there? Like, you were just teaching a class, and now you're in some tomb.
That's so true.
Within hours. Like, how did you get there that quick? Where were you teaching class at? I have a lot of questions about Indiana Jones. He's in a snake pit. Like, how did you get there?
Seriously.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm writing dissertations, things of that nature. My life's going to be good. I'm going to have those patches on the jackets that I wear, and I'm just going to be a professor. Nope, you got to watch a guy's heart get ripped through his chest.
Like, I think he was a form of a vigilante, like a Batman. Like, by day, Batman's a billionaire. He's a businessman. By night, he's a vigilante and he fights crime. Like, by day, Indiana Jones is a professor. By night, he's, you know, I don't know, getting rocks and
you're so right about this.
It makes no sense.
I mean,
he has a whip. Like, where'd you get the whip?
Why do you need a whip?
What do you need a whip for?
Who needs a whip? What's your weapon of choice? I'm gonna go with a whip. What are you, a dominatrix?
Yeah. Like,
what do you need a whip for? You got some fuzzy chains in your backpack too? What's your safe word, Indiana? What are we doing?
Always meeting some chick, too. Bringing her along for the ride.
He saw a dude. He saw a dude got turned into salsa by a propeller.
makes sense.
Bad way to go. Indiana Jones theme song, one of the best ever.
Yep.
Also, another great song, Jurassic Park.
Very good.
Great.
Immediately hits whenever you hit it or you hear it.
Is that what we're doing today? Famous movie theme songs, Dom? What?
Wow. This just brings me back to being like a kid.
Yes.
I remember being so scared.
Terrified.
Going to the movies to see it. Because like the opening, the actual opening, it was like, dum.
Yes.
Dum. You're like, oh man, this movie's about to just, oh my goodness.
When you see the water, the glass of water, and you know the T-Rex is coming, woo!
Yep. Yep. It wasn't as scary whenever the movie was over. I was like, oh, okay, like this is a good movie. Thank goodness, because I thought all hell was going to break loose the whole entire movie and everybody's just going to get eaten by dinosaurs.
Yes.
Like, that's what I thought at, 6 years old? Whenever it came out.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an all-timer. I remember watching it for the first time with my Aunt Susan on her couch. She was big into that movie. I haven't seen it in a long time.
It still holds up.
I bet.
It still holds up. I watch it whenever it's on TV, usually.
For sure.
Yeah.
I've seen the new ones.
I like the newer one. Like, there's one that's coming out, this week?
ScarJo's in it, so I'm going to have to. She's in it. I'm going to have to watch it.
I heard, it's just all right. But the first Jurassic World with, what's his name? With, what's the guy's name that plays in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Chris Pratt?
Yep.
Yes. I thought that was pretty good. I like the concept. You rebuild the park. People are dumb enough to go back.
Yes.
And then hell breaks loose again.
You know what? I know what happened last time. It won't happen again. We're going to risk it.
Dinosaurs.
My God.
you're messing with dinosaurs.
Right?
It's like having a great white shark as a pet.
Yes. You're just asking for it.
Right.
Oh, these creatures that are 8 million times our size that like to eat meat. Sure, why not?
That were here before us. And they probably are smart enough to know that they were here before us. And like, what are you guys doing here? That's what they're thinking.
I'm writing down potential songs for today. Texter writes in Game of Thrones theme song. Awesome. I'll tell you what was great and creepy as hell was the theme song in True Detective.
Yes. That was a good one.
The season one.
That was a good one. Yes, I remember it. Right now. Yes. We're just doing TV or we're just
TV,
doing movies?
TV, movies, whatever.
Obviously, Stranger Things.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite. One of my favorite songs, for sure.
I got to continue to do radio while I write. I can't do two things at once. I was going to say, people can text us best theme songs at 412-928-9370. Imagine you take a crap, and then you die, and then years and years and years and years, hundreds of years later, scientists are inspecting your fossilized dung.
Yep.
I also saw in my For You tab, I guess they figured out it was a 23-year-old woman who died in the Mount Vesuvius eruption outside of Pompeii. And it wasn't that her body was encased in ash, but her body decomposed and the ash just pretty much made a cast of her.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. One day I'm laying there, I'm sleeping, bang, volcano erupts, I'm killed in hot ash, and then years later they're inspecting my body.
Yes.
I'm just throwing this out there because we've got the platform. Ain't nobody taking a look under this hood. I don't need that kind of attention. After I die, ain't nobody getting a sniff of this thing.
Hmm.
Ain't nobody getting a look. Not even for scientific purposes.
No.
No, it's all me.
Hmm.
Star Wars, people are writing in, yeah.
That's a good one. Superman.
Yes.
Original one. Superman and Star Wars theme is almost similar to me. Like, if you played them back to back, and I'm sure we can at some point, the original Superman, like the 1978 version with Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
Like, if you play that opening kind mm-hmm. of, where they have, like, the words mm-hmm. coming down, it's the same thing as Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Same vibe.
Yes. Are they the same composer? I should probably know.
Probably. What was it? George Lucas was Star Wars. Who made Superman?
Superman composer. John Williams, yeah.
Yeah, same guy. And he was Jaws, right?
I'm on it. Now we're going to get into John Williams.
I think he created the Jaws theme. Pretty sure.
He did. Oh, this guy. He did Indiana Jones, too.
That's Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, because he did a whole bunch of stuff with Steven Spielberg and John Lucas.
Yep. Yeah, they're all buddies.
Star Wars.
Jaws, right?
I can't do two things at once. Huh. Superman. How's this sound?
Yeah, John Williams is Jaws.
Thank you. You just Googled John Williams Jaws. I probably should have gone that route instead of scrolling through his Wikipedia. I'm buffering today. I gotta get up. I gotta put a new Zin in. Here we go.
There you go. Nice.
I can't do a coffee without the Zin.
Jeez, John Williams is 93, still kicking. 93.
Dead or alive, Crowley?
John Williams?
Yeah.
Still kicking. Texter. Good morning, guys. How about the Raiders of the Lost Ark theme? That's what got us on all this. Right. Indiana Jones. I think that trilogy slaps just overall.
The third one wasn't as good.
Well, there's a weird space alien-y one that came out not that long ago.
The Crystal Skull with Shia LaBeouf. That was just...
Yeah, get out of here with that. The originals were good.
Yeah, the originals.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. Indiana Jones, man. He just don't make any sense to me.
Texter, your knowledge of John Williams is sad. Listen, pal. There's only so much I can know.
Didn't we just name?
Doran's got it down. I don't. So what?
Wait, I mean... but
I didn't go to music school. Gosh darn.
Wait, what else did he do that we didn't say?
Probably a lot. Pirates of the Caribbean. That's a great... you know what? Good call. That's a great Disney series.
Uh-huh.
Seriously. The first one was outstanding. Dark Knight.
The theme?
Just all the music they wrote. First Dark Knight had great music.
That is pretty good.
Lord of the Rings, someone writes, yeah. My wife went out of town 10 years ago, and I smoked a lot of pot and watched all of the Lord of the Rings movie. It was 5 years ago, before my daughter was born. Watched all the Lord of the Rings movies in one day, just stoned. It was great.
Yeah, it's probably fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big fan. Never really actually seen them, but not a big fan of that stuff.
Breaking Bad had a good theme. Voice crack.
Beow.
Bam. Bam. Oh, man, now you know you're in it. You hear that and you know, I'm going to be on the edge of my seat for the next 45 minutes. Damn.
See, I didn't get to experience Breaking Bad whenever it first came out. So, like, I didn't have to, like, wait. I'm sure that it was, like, you know, it was week-to-week series.
So the last thing I watched, I think, live, Doran.
Really?
Like, the
I
last...
I never watched it live.
We caught up by the final season.
Okay.
So we binge watched everything right before the final season came out. And then every night, me and my wife and my sister-in-law, we would get together and we would watch live, which never happened. I mean, that doesn't happen anymore. There's no more appointment viewing. I mean, you'll get like a bulk release of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so like when Stranger Things comes out, what, on Thanksgiving or whatever, or Christmas?
Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's.
Yeah, they're doing the holiday releases. Like, that'll be awesome. You'll just sit there and you'll binge however many they release. But to watch something and, like, sit through commercial breaks?
No, I can't do that.
I guess I did it with Game of Thrones, too.
I didn't watch Breaking Bad till like, but it ended in 13, right? 2013. I didn't watch Breaking Bad until maybe, like, 18. It took, like, 5 years later, I got into it.
Did you watch Better Call Saul live?
Not live, but I binged it. Like maybe a year after.
The first season of Breaking Bad came out in 2008.
Yeah. That's a great year for movies and TV.
It came out 2 weeks before the Steelers. Nah, I guess it would have been a year and 2 weeks before the Steelers won the Super Bowl because it was the 2008 season. Forget me.
That was a great year.
Forgive me.
Well, that was Dark Knight. Was that Hangover? Was Hangover 2008?
Probably. You'd generally guess these things, right?
Superbad. Good year for this stuff.
Hangover 09.
09? Okay. A lot of good movies and TV that came out in 2008.
That was the best time.
That was a good year for us. You got Penguins, you had Steelers, college. Well, I was in college. You were in, what, going to be a senior?
Summer of Woo, baby. My wife and I got together, watched the Penguins do all kind of cool stuff, proms, slacking off school.
Yeah, that was a good year.
Oh, great. Doesn't get better than that. You should stay in college as long as you possibly can, intern Dom.
Okay.
Are you going to get after it this year, Dom? Like, I mean,
you got to get after it.
It's your last go-around. Like, how many more credits do you have left? Can't have that many.
Not many. Maybe like 20.
20?
Yeah. It's going to be two light semesters.
Wow.
I plan on getting after it.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it, too.
You have to.
Because you could do 20 credits in a one semester. Screw that.
Probably could if I wanted to push it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a lot.
But I'll do like 12 and 8 or whatever.
Yeah.
Nice, light fall, lighter spring.
Do you have an apartment up there?
Yeah, I do.
Bunch of roommates?
Yeah. About a 10-minute walk to campus.
Oh, that's not bad.
Right by the bars.
Oh, wow.
Right by a bunch of other apartments, sorority houses. It's perfect.
Nice. What do you think about dinosaur barbecue?
Very good, actually. I thought it was overrated at first. The more I eat there, very good.
My sister-in-law did a summer program at Syracuse, and we went up and visited her, and we had a great time. Partied in Syracuse, went dinosaur barbecue, which I had heard from a couple of people, you got to try, but it's also overrated. I thought it was delightful. Who would have thunk some place in upstate New York would have good barbecue? Texture. Paleontology and archaeology professors usually, at least very often, go out to do research in the field. They look for fossils and artifacts in the field often yearly or every 2 years for months at a time. Yeah, absolutely. More often than not, though, they're not running into the Nazis.
Right. They're not shooting people and whipping people and, you know.
It is such a weird weapon choice, man. It really is.
Like,
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out into a field. I'm going to swing from a whip. And if I should encounter any Nazis, I will beat them with it. Wait, what? Harrison Ford, what a guy.
Yeah.
He's really in a great new show. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
I think I've seen an episode. What's it called again? He's a therapist. Psychiatrist, yeah. Oh, what is that show?
Damn it.
Shrinking?
Yes. Have you seen that?
I've started watching it. It's very good, and I wanted to put it off to the side to watch Better Call Saul because I heard it's worth attention.
Very, very good.
Isn't that with the dude forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's out? He's tremendous in it, and Harrison Ford is so good, and it's very heartwarming, but also incredibly funny and super dark. It's like a dark comedy, which is right up our alley. Yeah. Check it out. Texture. Once the freaking whip is stuck on something like a tree branch or something he swings off of, how the hell does he get it to release? Yeah, Batman's always had a lot of success with that too. I'm gonna throw something up there. It's gonna latch on. I'm gonna swing, and then it knows exactly when to release and come right back to my belt. Indiana always had a lot. Oh, throw the whip around, bang! I'm gonna swing across this canyon. I'm gonna land, and for us normies out there, the whip would get left behind.
I love Batman's belt, because in the Michael Keaton movies, it's just like a gold belt. I'm like, where are all the gadgets that obviously it's like slide across for him to use, like the things that he shoots to hang on? And he's doing all these different things. I'm like, where are they at? Like, you just see a belt. You don't see like compartments on the belt.
No.
You just see a belt, and all of a sudden he's just like click, and then all of a sudden he's just shooting through the roof, and then the little spike thing goes through concrete, and then it attaches to the concrete, and then he slaps it back to the belt, and then he grabs Kim Basinger and is like, how much you weigh? And she's like 100 pounds, and he just looks at her like, oh man, we're gonna try this out, and then they just shoot up to the ceiling. Like, what?
You're right.
In the world,
it's just a regular belt until he needs it not to be.
Right.
It doesn't make sense from a physics standpoint.
No, not at all.
Texture, how does Spider-Man undo the web he swings from? I called him Spider-Man, like he's going to run a law firm or something. Get the Spider-Mans.
The Spider-Mans.
How did Spider-Man undo the web? Well, I mean, that comes from inside of him. Shooting ropes.
Yep.
Peter Parker.
Yep.
How big was that dump that they found?
You know what? I didn't do any reading. I just saw a video. No. And I had it on mute, and I saw the headline.
Oh.
Yeah. It looked like an average-sized
Like on a scale of one to callous and what he leaves in the toilets here, what would you say? What number would you put it at?
My dog's 45 pounds. It looked like one of hers. But I guess they don't find a lot of Viking poop.
No.
You know? Most of them flushed. Texter, next time you're up that way, Syracuse, stop in Binghamton, New York for the best pizza ever, Cortese. You ever heard of that place?
No, I'll remember it.
No, you won't. Let me tell you something. I ain't driving to Syracuse and stopping off in Binghamton, New York. That's just never going to happen. I appreciate the shout. Thank you for caring about us enough to recommend what you clearly think is the world's best pizza. Imagine that. Hey, baby, let's take a little summer three-day weekend. Oh, where are we going? We're going to Binghamton, New York.
Yep.
And get some pizza. Well, what else is there to do? I don't know. That pizza going to be good.
Yeah, it's going
to
slap.
Then we'll head on over to Syracuse, where it's 70 degrees in the summertime. That might not be bad.
Starkey said he wants to do a live show for my graduation next year. So maybe he can pick up a pizza from there. You know that's not going to happen, by the way. Someone up the ladder is going to put the kibosh on that.
Starkey's always got these grandiose ideas. Like when the Steelers played the Bills in that playoff game, he wanted us all to go and broadcast.
Right.
And he's like, you could stay at my parents' place. We're like, that's great. And then he didn't even go. No, no, nobody went.
Right.
I guess there was that horrific snowstorm. All right, should we do the sports?
Sure.
It's going to be a show today where, I don't know, I wrote down like five topics, and we're going to get to them at some point. That's how that's pretty much going to go. Remember that time we were sitting down, there was an Odyssey dinner, and Mueller sat down next to us, and he's like, you know what you guys should do from time to time? Just show up and don't have a rundown. Just turn the mics on and go. Oh, okay, Chris. Thank you for that.
Yeah, we're like, thanks, Chris.
Sage words of wisdom. That's what we do every day.
Yes.
We're going to do it again today.
He was trying to like give us advice. We're like, oh, yeah, okay.
Just show up. Okay. I mean, look at it. Here's a show sheet on the YouTubes. We're going to have fun today. Yep. Noah Hiles joining us from 9 o'clock until 10 because Jason Mackey, he bailed on us. He's filling in for Starkey today. He also did a show last night, and we'll actually begin with something that transpired on his show last night. He talked to great baseball insider Jeff Passan about the state of the Pittsburgh Pirates, and man, Jeff did not hold back. That's in 30 seconds, bang.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.